Hello, it's Vince.
Hi, Vince. This is Evan giving the call back.
Hi, Evan.
Yes, sir. Let's go in. I'm just going to ask him a few questions and get all this together. Now, to start with, what are your current hours of operation?
Usually from 7:30 to 5.
All right. And is that Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday.
Great.
Generally, and Saturdays are usually 9 to 1.
Perfect. No Sundays?
No, not normally.
And do you do any emergency fixes or no?
I used to when I was younger. I probably prefer to pull back on, refrain from emergency services.
Then let's keep you out of there. I was just making sure we were adequately marking you. Now,
yeah, I know all about that. People love it. Oh, he came out. It was 1 o'clock in the morning. And yeah, I have stories.
For sure. Definitely in your industry, I know it's prominent. Now, what are cities, counties, or zip codes you wanted to be marketed in?
Now, how many zip codes do I have up to, or?
Really as many as you like within a 50-mile radius. So we like to target specifically where you want to be found.
Yeah. So from, I don't have the zip codes directly in front of me. I would say I'll be in a car in about another 60 seconds.
Sure
and
thing.
And then
take your time.
And I can start looking through my phone at zip codes, but I could say 50 miles from the, is that a good idea? From my business location, which is 11554 Hadley Street, Whittier, California. Could we use that as a center beacon?
Yeah, that's actually a great start. We'll be able to, like I said, kind of hone down specific areas for you and see what places are working best. No problem at all. And then your license insured, for sure.
Yeah, why don't we do that? We'll do that. We'll use that as the beacon. We can do it from the 50-mile radius start. If I have, for instance, Beverly Hills, 2-10-902. All of the 90036, the Hancock Park, the Pico District. I've got a lot of customers over the last 30 years that are all there in the Pico Fairfax District. A lot of the old 4 to 6 unit complexes, big box buildings there. Just a lot of activity. So.
Okay. All right. Well, great. Yeah, that's a great starting point. That's not a problem for us at all. It'll cover a great deal of work for you for sure. Now,
of course, my zip code's right in the neighborhood where I'm at, 90606.
Yeah, we have that
San
down.
Gabriel Valley.
Uh-huh.
So you would just start pulling zip codes from that radius and start and include.
Exactly. So, and then, of course, down the road, if you ever want to tweak anything, like remove a zip code or something like that, that's fully available to you. It's like a text call or away for us.
Okay.
And Vince, is your full name Vincent?
Yes, sir. If I hear Vincent, it's because because I was in trouble.
I definitely understand.
Vincent? That's hilarious.
I hate to give you flashbacks. I'm sorry.
Oh, now, my grandmother. My dad's mother. That's funny.
And what's your last name, Vince?
Fascio. F as in Frank. A-S-C-I-O.
That's F as in Frank, A as in Alpha, F as in Frank, C as in Charlie, I as in Iris, O as in Oscar?
Except for the second F is actually an S, like Sam.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Fascio.
Okay.
And then for a billing address for you, I have 11554 Hadley Street. Is that right?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. And then just give me one moment getting everything together.
Me to drive this north.
Are you
okay? I'm good. Yeah, I'm fine. I'll drive. You get to relax.
All right. So for this transaction today, what kind of card are we going to be using?
What do you got in your pocket? All right. 1 second. I'll get a card.
No problem.
Get a card. Pick a card. Any card. All right. So let me... All right. So this will be the card that will be on file for this venture, I take it.
Perfect.
Or do you come to me each month to verify?
Like I said, the only reoccurring charge will be that $249, but this card that we have on file is essentially going to be the one we use for everything, unless, of course, you want to change it, then you just call us up and let us know what you want to change it to.
Okay. Got it. Okay, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, so we will do, that's what we're going to do. Alright, so 1 second. I'm taking a look at what I had. I don't want this on. I'll put this on this. This will be a MasterCard.
All right. And I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
Sure. Zero, it's 5230 8100 7294 9103.
Thank you. And the expiration date for me?
6/26.
And the CV code as well, please?
158.
Thank you. Now, Vince, we give you a business line. Like I said, it does a range of things, including the security factor, like weeding out some spam and spoof calls for you. But even with those security measures, just because of how many scammers there are on the internet, the likelihood of maybe one or two trickling through could happen. So what we do to prevent anything malicious from happening is to set up a security question. Essentially, if you're ever suspicious about who's calling you, you would ask us this question, and we would immediately answer for you. So for that, we have three different options for the question. We have your mother's maiden name, city you're born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
Maiden name is fine.
Great. And what's the answer for that?
Martell.
Great. And before I'm actually able to process this payment, I have to do something called our voice verification script. It's recorded for quality assurance to outline a service agreement. It's also just an added form of protection for yourself. I'm going to go ahead and start that, but if at any point I'm going through this fence and you're confused about what I'm saying, please feel free to stop me and I'll make sure to clarify anything you need. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that's actually fine. Did you close the interior door?
You were the last one out.
No, the garage, interior garage door.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Just checking. I know you do. All right, well, that's fine. So you're going to go ahead and record like an out cap.
Yeah. So to start off with,
a pre-cap of everything. That's fine.
Right. Just to outline everything. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Name of my business is Roof Pros, Inc.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Sure. Vincent Bossio, and I am CEO owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I'm the only person.
All right, and you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, I am.
All right, great. Now, if you could open up your phone contacts for me, I'm going to give you our direct line. This is how you contact us from here on out, as well as how we'll contact you. You can save it under the name of our business, Local Splash, and I'll give you that phone number when you're ready.
One second. So the number that you called from is a proxy?
Yeah, we generally use a VoIP system before we actually sign on clients just to keep us out of getting flagged for spam or anything like that with our direct line.
All right. Well, then I'll have to, let's see, get out of there. And I'm going to do an entry. Okay, number?
Great. That's going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225.
Okay, and this will be the number, what is it, for Google?
Local Splash, like local around you.
Locals?
Yeah, Local Splash, like local around you, and then splash like you're jumping into water.
Local Splash. And, okay, and do I have, is that the general number to the office, I take it? And it's all done by pretty much, for the most part, voicemail?
No, so you'll have an actual account manager that you can always call into, and they'll always know exactly what's going on with you, and they'll be available to you. Like, at most, they generally return calls within like 30 minutes or so.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm.
And then, do you agree to be
responsive?
No problem. Yeah. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Great. And. With this, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Do I agree to disclose? Sure. Are you talking about background check and insurance information?
Yeah, as well as if you hire on anyone to do any more marketing for you, just let us know so we know how to accommodate it.
I understand. Yeah, I'm not under any other agreement, and nor do I plan on being. It's too expensive to have multiple. So you are the first, and hopefully the only.
I think so. I think we'll take care of everything you need. Now, as a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Slack receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Some of those may include the business license, proof of insurance, the Google Guaranteed application, and anything else we just need for the verification process. We kindly ask that those documents are submitted within 7 days. A failure to provide necessary documentation within this time frame will result in delays within the account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
I agree. I can get those to you.
Great. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, October 28th, 2025, in the amount of $499. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew on the 28th day of each month in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing.
Okie dokie, will do.
All right.
So on the 28th will be my recurrent payment date for the $249. And the initial setup takes about 4 weeks, is that correct?
Correct. Just with the, once we get everything submitted for from you, like once we get like essentially the background check, which should be submitted here shortly so you can submit that for yourself, it's about a 4 week process or so to get you onto there. And then once that's done, we can actually start making up the leads themselves. But like I said, there's going to be some things that we get up and rolling for you beforehand, like within those first 2-3 weeks, those Facebook ads, as well as just getting elevated on the actual programming. There's going to be some stuff that's done before then that could definitely get you in some jobs.
Okay, so in the next couple, 3 weeks, you'll start doing Facebook ads. Are you going to be able to use the site that I have up and running, or are you going to start to do something different?
Either or. I mean, we could use the site you already have, or we can make a brand new one. Either one's a great option.
What is the better option?
I mean, it never hurts to have a brand new site for us to make. I mean, it costs you nothing, and we'll make it for you. And if you don't like it at the end of the day, you can just keep the one you have.
Okay, so that's fine. I can have you fashion a new site, and then I get the chance to take a look at the presentation and make a decision. That's great.
Perfect.
Yeah, let's see. Okay, I'm going to be back from, I'm out in Texas for, I'll be back at my desk. I should be able to get back then. I should get the documents over to you by Thursday, so that probably helps you.
Perfect. So the name on this card, it's your name, correct?
Yeah, Vincent A. Fazio. V-I-N-C-E-N-T-A Fazio. Likely the second month after the processing, it'll switch over to my Riff Pros business card, which I'll likely do. For now, I'll keep it off of there.
Okay. Well, Vince, I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you on to the Local Slash team. I'm really excited for you. I think this is definitely going to drive you the results that you're looking for to really help things get consistent. Now, there's just 2 things we need to do before we get off the phone. You should have been sent a text as well as an email. It's just our terms and conditions I would need you to sign real quick. And as soon as you do that, you can go ahead and schedule your onboarding for your best convenience.
Okay, so I will, these are things that I need to do with you before I get off of the telephone?
It would be nice if you could. If you can't manage to do it, I mean, it just takes a few moments, but if you can't manage right now, just... Okay.
No, I'm driving, that's why. I could actually ask her.
Oh.
She wouldn't mind.
Okay. Yeah, if she could, just so we could have all of our T's crossed and I've dotted, that'd be great.
Okay. Well, all I am doing is opening and, like, is it an electronic signature?
Yeah, it'll literally have you check, like, two or three boxes and then just type in your name. I would recommend if you're doing it on the phone, try turning it sideways, because if you do it long ways, it'll get stuck like that and won't let you submit.
Oh. Got it. All right, so turn the phone sideways. Very good.
Yes.
All righty. Well, I'll actually take time to do that. So that's my username. Is my telephone number?
Right. It'll be your telephone number. Sometimes it has you log in. Sometimes it doesn't. I can send you the login credentials if it's requiring them.
Well, that's why I can always have her drive. I could jump off the freeway. You want to drive?
I'll drive. So you can take care of this.
All right. I'll get off the freeway, then we'll switch. And,
yeah, it'll take 2 seconds. It literally doesn't take a few minutes at most.
All right. Okay, well, I'll pull off the freeway, and if it's only going to take a minute, then I can likely plow through it real quick. I can take care of it. And then we can be done. No, it's not. It's not going to take long. I just need to get off the freeway. And once I get off, I can pull over and I'll manage this. All right, well, thank you for the congratulations. Hopefully we do well. So what are the bigger companies that you have right now that you're working with?
Yeah, so we can't really give them out. Like I said, we don't give out our personal information. We can definitely look it up check out the guys. Yeah, but I can say one we can talk about. It's not within roofing, but have you ever heard of Vivint Smart Home?
Vivint Smart Home? Yeah. The Vivint products, I think, is what you're referring to.
Yeah, so we actually have provided marketing for them since they first started. They're still with us. So that's one of the big, like, international brands that we represent and have since the start.
All right. So my username will be 323. Now, as far as my password, I didn't notice what the password. Am I supposed to make one?
I can give you it if you'd like, if it's making you sign in, because the thing you're looking for will say click here to accept subscription terms, and then it should
be. Okay, well, that's what it is. Maybe I'm all right. Understood. Oh, I see. I've got a spot up here to pull over, which I can do.
Yeah, so that's the separate one. So that the one you're getting into, that's just for your account. There's a separate text that was sent. It'll say something along the lines of, we sent a copy of your invoice to the email and file. Please click here, and it'll have a link to accept subscription terms. And that's the place you can go to.
Okay, 1 second. I'm getting back over to... Let's see. Yeah, there's some good... Please reply to that text. And then here are your credentials. Right? You can log into your account. Any questions? Just contact card. Click here. To accept the terms. Okay, so yeah, that's what I'll do. It was at the finally. Yeah, well, there were several texts. So, let me turn it sideways. secure. Oh, I see. You have to start it out upright, just so that you know.
And oh,
then
yeah.
Once you put the three boxes, at the end, then you turn it sideways, and then type my name. Okay. Confirm signature on 1028. Okay, success.
Perfect. Well, thank you for doing that, Vince. So let's go ahead and schedule your interview, your onboarding, and we can wrap this up. We have availability one slot today. You're currently in Texas, right?
I'm not going to be available for any further onboarding. We're going somewhere.
Okay.
We have a show to see. So the rest
of
our afternoon is
Friday.
Kind of accounted
yeah.
for. I'll be back in Los Angeles Friday. We're currently in Texas. I might have some time for you tomorrow. I could do something.
Let's see. So for tomorrow,
tomorrow at any time in the afternoon.
Okay.
Well,
how about 3 p.m.?
No, 3 p.m. I think tomorrow we're also having dinner. My wife is prompting me. So probably likely Thursday would be a better day. In the morning would be better.
In the morning, let's
see. We have one errand to do.
How about 9 a.m. Central Standard Time on Thursday?
And how long will the onboarding process
take? Generally about 45 minutes to an hour.
45 to an hour. Okay, so 9 a.m. my time here, or is that 9 a.m. California time?
That's 9 a.m. Central.
Central, okay.
Yeah,
so somebody's
Texas
getting
time.
Up at 7 to have a chat with me. All right, so we have from 9 to 10, so potentially I'd be in the meeting from 9 to 10.
That should be fine.
That's okay. Then we can go to Cabela's right directly after. All right. That sounds fine.
All right. One moment. I'm just scheduling this out for us.
All right. Yeah, I've had a pretty good turnout. I have a pretty decent conversion rate with my Google call customers because I can tell who's calling from Google versus Yelp.
Yeah, with these, I mean, the Google guaranteed, I generally see about like a 70% closing rate. And it's really great with that end of things for sure, just because they're all qualified. And then on the other side of things, I've seen some great conversions just with like the Facebook ads and things of that nature, just because of how well they target that audience and the people they show up in front of. But I went ahead and scheduled us for that 9 a.m. Call. More likely than not, as long as I'm not in a unforeseen meeting, I'll be at the start of that call just to introduce you to the specialist that's going to be conducting the onboarding interview. But otherwise, currently, Vince, there's nothing else you need to do. If you want to do some, I don't want to intervene on your vacation, but if you do get some free time, maybe just get some of those documents together when you get the chance. That way you can get everything rolling as soon as possible. But really, otherwise, there's nothing else we need to do. Again, welcome to Local Splash. I'm really excited for you. I think this is the start of a long-lasting relationship to come.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I will. Likely, I'll be able to upload most everything. I probably have PDFs in the phone saved at my local building and safety department, so I can grab them and I'll get online on Thursday morning, probably early before the meeting, so that way I'll try to take care of that before the onboarding meeting. So
Perfect. Right. Perfect. Well, yeah, Vince, you guys enjoy the rest of your day. Happy birthday to your wife, and we'll call you up Thursday morning and get all this rolling.
Great. Evan just wished you a happy birthday, hon.
Thank
you. All right. Evan, thanks. You're a pleasant young man. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to it as well, and thank you.
Likewise.
Sometimes if things click properly and give it a shot. It sounds, the presentation is great, and the fact that it's only a 2-month commitment just to get everything in order, and then the first month. And I like the pause, the soft pause, and the hard pause explanation too. It's great. So thank you again. Enjoy the rest of the afternoon.
I will. Thank you guys. You as well. Talk to you later.
All right, my brother. See you tomorrow. Thank you.
Bye.